Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 2, day 4 of the study of 1 Samuel. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about 1 Samuel 6, 1 through 12. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I encourage you to go to 10weekbible.com and download the reading plan for 1 Samuel and follow along reading or listening to it 10 times in 10 weeks. We're doing 1 Samuel right now because I love it so much. It was the part of Scripture that caused me to first fall in love with God's holy word, and the first thing that I turn back to whenever I start to slip from my engagement with the Scripture, because it pulled me right back in. It's such a beautiful narrative. I just love the stories. From 1 Samuel to the end of 2 Kings, it's the story of God leading a horribly broken people on a path toward Him. It's not the story of super saints, but of real people in messy situations who loved God, who God loved. And I hope that going through this and reading and rereading it, it will cause you to fall more in love with God and His Word. Let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your Word has to say today? With that, let's jump into God's Word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1. When the Ark of the Lord had been in Philistine territory 7 months. Now, I've just got to pause right there. It was there for 7 months. When we read the previous chapter, it seemed like this is just all happening very quickly. You know, it went to Ashdod and the Gath and then the Ekron. And every place these tumors are breaking out and, you know, statues of their gods are falling down, having their heads broken off. You know, this is, it seems like, you know, this apocalyptic thing going on in a very quick, you know, like a day or two. But it was there for 7 months. The Lord has had his heavy hand on the Philistines for 7 months. Imagine your people, all the people you know, that there's tumors and death breaking out from these tumors for 7 months. The Israelites have been without the Ark of the Covenant, the representation of the presence of God, for 7 months. This is a tragedy on both accounts. I mean, the Philistines have been suffering under this because of their arrogance to think that they had conquered Israel's God. They hadn't conquered Israel's God. The Lord was bringing judgment on Israel for their sin and using the Philistines to do it. But the Philistines thought that they are the ones that had conquered God. They were the ones who conquered Israel and their God. And for their arrogance, the Lord had allowed this to break out. The Lord is not going to allow his name to be defamed. And he doesn't care. And understand this, that Israel was under judgment of the Lord for the sin of Eli and for the complicity of Eli for the sin of his sons and for the complicity of the nation of Israel for allowing Eli's sons to do what they had done. The Lord was holding no one guiltless for what was going on. They were all partaking in it. And so the Lord has brought judgment over Israel. And he wants them to feel it. He wanted them to know it for 7 months. That's Ark of the Covenant. What Moses had built and what had been carried with them everywhere they'd gone up to this point. It's gone. The Lord's not going to let the Philistines off the hook, and he's not going to let the Israelites off the hook. Know this. When the Lord proclaims judgment over something, it's so that their hearts will be melted. Our hearts get so hard when sin fills our life. And the Lord doesn't bring judgment to punish us. Now, sometimes it feels like punishment. It looks like punishment. But he does it so that we'll return to him. He does it so that we'll come back. He doesn't do it to drive us away. He does it to draw us closer to him. And so the Lord is trying to draw Israel closer to him. They've been judged. And when the Lord uses somebody, and believe me, there's plenty of willing volunteers if the Lord has to bring judgment in your life. And this doesn't always look like, you know, national calamity. Sometimes the Lord brings people into our lives that just really cause us a lot of pain. sometimes it's not judgment. Sometimes it's just unfortunate circumstances. Sometimes it's people just being people. But sometimes the Lord is actually bringing judgment on our lives because we need to return to Him, and we're not listening. We're not paying attention. You and I both know if that ever happens, the Lord, there are tons of willing volunteers. We all have people that we know that if the Lord said, hey, I need someone to give this guy a hard time, that there's lots of hands that would go up. We all have people like that. The Israelites had the Philistines. They were the willing volunteers. They drew the short straw this day. They were the ones that the Lord chose to attack Israel and bring this judgment on them. But the Lord does not hold those who bring the judgment guiltless. He doesn't look at them for their actions and say, well, that's okay. You're just doing what I asked you to. No, when we do bad things, the Lord's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of His people. So here we see, after 7 months, verse 2, the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners and said, what shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it back to its place. They answered, if you return the ark of God of Israel, do not send it back to Him without a gift. By all means, send a guilt offering to Him. Then you will be healed, and you will know why this hand has not been lifted from you. The Philistines asked, what guilt offering should we send Him? They replied, 5 gold tumors and 5 gold rats, according to the number of Philistine rulers, because the same plagues has struck both us and you and your rulers. Both make models of the tumors and of the rats that are destroying the country, and give glory to Israel's God. Perhaps He will lift His hand from you and your God and your land. Why do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh did? When Israel's God dealt harshly with them, they did not send the Israelites out so they could go on their way. Now then, get a new cart ready and with 2 cows and have them that have not calved and have never been yoked. Hitch the cows to the cart, but take their calves away and pen them up. Take the ark of the Lord and put it on the cart, and in a chest beside it, put the gold objects you are sending back to Him as a guilt offering. Send it on its way, but keep watching it. If it goes to its own territory, toward Beth Shemesh, then the Lord has brought this great disaster upon us. But if it does not, then we will know that it was not His hand that struck us, but it happened to us by chance. So let's pause there and think about this. The Philistines are using some very interesting reasoning. They're actually thinking through this. This is actually very wise. And I love what's going on here. This is something that's very similar to a story that I read one time. It's in a book called Eternity in Their Hearts. And it was a book about a missionary overseas that had encountered something like this. There's a story in the book of Acts where Paul goes and he finds an altar to an unknown god in Athens, and he begins to explain to the Athenians who this unknown god is. Well, there's a backstory behind that, and it was that a couple centuries before, a man named Epimenides had stopped a very similar outbreak to what was going on amongst the Philistines in Athens, and he advised them that there's another god that you don't know, and you better not make an image of him, but you better worship him. And when they sacrificed these sheep, and they sent sheep out into a field. And it's a long story, but they sent sheep out in a field to go and graze. And first thing in the morning, they let them out of the pen when they should be their hungriest. And this man said, if they sit down instead of eating like what's natural for a sheep to do, right there, build an altar and sacrifice that sheep on it. And the plague stopped when they did that in Athens. But the idea was, someday in the future, someone will come and tell you who this unknown god is. Something very similar is happening here, this very similar reasoning amongst the Philistines. This is very wise. They say, look, if this is actually the Lord, the God of Israel, doing this to us, then we've got to send it back to Israel, and we can't send it without an offering. And so here we find out that it's not just tumors that's going on. There's an infestation of rats bringing disease to the Philistines. So, I mean, think about how awful and nasty all of this has been. And so they make little models of the tumors that have appeared on their bodies. It's very weird and morbid and grotesque, but it's what they do. And they make little golden rats, and they put them in a box, and they build a new ox cart, a little flatbed cart, and they put the Ark of the Covenant on it. And then they tie it to 2 oxen. And here's the important part. They tie it to two cows who have never calved. Look at this again in verse 7. Get the new cart ready with two cows that have calved and have never been yoked. Hitch the cows to the cart, but take their calves away and pen them up. So this is two mother cows who have just had new calves, new baby cows. It's natural for those cows who need to be milked to want to go to these calves that are bleeding. They're crying out. They're lowing for their mothers to come feed them. And they want to be milked. I mean, you've seen cows with their udders get very large and heavy, and it's uncomfortable for them, so they want to be milked. And so it's natural for them to go back to their calves. And these two cows have never been yoked. They've never had this oxen yoke put on them, so it's uncomfortable for them. So everything is in favor of these two cows turning right back around and going to the pen where their calves are. They set it up in this way. It's their fleece, kind of like Gideon's fleece. They've made it very difficult for this to work. But they said, if it's the Lord, he's going to guide. He's going to supernaturally guide these cows away from what would be natural for them to do. And he's going to guide them back to the land of Israel. And that's how we'll know this was the hand of the Lord. And that's exactly what happens. These two cows, they don't go with udders full of milk. They don't turn around and go back to their calves. They go and they wander down this road. And they go and they find the people of Israel. The Ark of the Covenant returns to the people of Israel. Let's look at verse 10. So they did this. They took two such cows and hitched them to the cart and penned up their calves. They placed the Ark of the Lord on the cart, and along with it the chest containing the gold rats and the models of the tumors. Then the cows went straight up toward Beth Shemesh, keeping on the road and lowing all the way. They did not turn to the right or to the left. The rulers of the Philistines followed them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. Now, so here we see that the Philistines, they did follow, but they didn't go into Beth Shemesh. They didn't go into the people of Israel. They already knew by this point. These cows had done what was unnatural for them to do. They mooed the whole way as they're going. They lowed the whole way. And they did what was unnatural for them to do because the Lord was the one leading them back to Israel. And the Lord led the Philistines back to Israel. And this could have been their moment. This could have been their moment of mercy. But they turned and walked away. They left the Ark of the Covenant at the door and left. And the people of Beth Shemesh took it in. We're going to look at that tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.